This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Pirates Insider. He joins us right now on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're great. Thank you very much. We'll get to Polanco in just a little bit. But with Kella, along with Ke'Bryan Hayes, but I want to nail down on Kella for a minute. Has Kella been seen in Western Pennsylvania?
No, he has not been seen in Western Pennsylvania, at least not by me or other writers. He's not been seen at PNC Park. Our basis for believing that he's here, though, would be Derek Shelton maybe a week or so ago. Whenever players were reporting, we asked him, has everybody who is supposed to be in this camp, are they here? And he said yes. So, I mean, maybe there was a misunderstanding of the question. I wouldn't think Derek Shelton would intentionally lie, but we were told that he's at least here.
Jason, or anybody for that matter, been able to talk to guys about why or why not they would be willing to share a possible COVID diagnosis, or whether they've been isolated or quarantined? You know, we've heard of some players coming out and saying, yeah, I tested positive, or allowing the team to say that anyway. But a lot of players seemingly still may not be on board with that. Have you been able to talk to any guys about why that would be?
No, we haven't. And it's just a weird question. You know, I feel like that's a personal thing, too. I mean, I can't really think of a parallel to draw, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're either okay with it or they're not. And if you're not okay with it, like, I respect that. We've talked to Shelton a few times about, you know, he's just been emphatic about respecting guys' decisions, no matter what it is. And we have no issue with that. And I get that, but I don't know. I feel like it would come off as maybe the word I'm looking for, disingenuous or rude or something like that, to question why a guy may be okay with it. I mean, personally, like, I don't have any issue. If I tested positive for COVID-19 and the Post-Gazette needed to release that, like, I wouldn't care, but I don't know. I feel a little uncomfortable judging somebody else who doesn't feel that way.
Well, here's where I would disagree with you, and I'm not judging anyone. I just think that the Pirates and Major League Baseball and other players, and this isn't the Pirates' fault at all, they were forthright with information from other guys who offered that information that were going to provide much less of an impact on this organization in these 60 games, or at least are scheduled to provide much less of an impact. So they have left it up to the personal decision of those players. That said, then Keona Kella, and I don't think Polanco would make a meal of it. I don't know Ke'Bryan Hayes. But Keona Kella cannot, whenever he becomes healthy then, ever turn sort of an eyebrow or get mad at people asking him questions about it when he had the opportunity to quell any speculation.
Yeah, that is true. I hear that. And, you know, I do think that professional sports organizations have a duty to their fans to be transparent with them. And I don't think that that's always taken up on, and I that's not a specific Pirates answer or anything like that. But the other thing that I would be curious about, Colin, and maybe this is a direction to go with it, is how transparent are the Pirates with other players? Because that does have an impact on these guys, and they do deserve to know that. If you're sharing a clubhouse with a guy who just came back from the coronavirus or something like that, and, you know, if I'm a Nick Birdie or Brian Reynolds or whatever, and again, this isn't to, you know, belittle any guy that had it. It's just reality. you know, Brian Reynolds is probably going to try to keep a little bit more distance from Keona Keller, somebody who's coming back from it, I would imagine, especially with some of the testing stuff that we've seen so far in Major League Baseball, where you have Joey Gallo testing positive twice, testing negative twice in a 10-day window. I don't know. It's just, it's a sticky situation. I agree. And I do wish that they made all of them public. And I think I said this with you guys before. Like, I don't completely understand where the line is between I pulled my hamstring and I've got the coronavirus. They can disclose one, but they can't disclose the other. They're both pieces of medical information.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's turn to the actual games themselves, Jason, because at least exhibition ones will start this weekend. And between now and the time we speak to you on the air next, there will be three of these games against the Indians. What are the Pirates trying to get out of this other than just getting out on the field and sharpening some skills against opposition? Should we take anything away from the fact that Musgrove is starting the Saturday night game? Is there, how much can we read into these three exhibitions?
Yeah, Chris, I would say probably more than, you know, three random spring training games you can read into them. They're still going to be trying to get some work in and do some evaluation. As far as Musgrove, I would definitely read at least a little bit into that. I expect him to start on opening day, and I think this is an indication of that. If you look at his schedule, I mean, he's going to make this start. He'll make one more start before opening day, and, you know, it lines up for him to pitch opening day. If he goes every five, you're not going to, like, bury him in the second game of the Brewers series. It's just he's the guy that deserves to start there. But as far as what they're looking to get out of these games, they've got a couple loose ends to tie up. I think there's, you know, because of the Kella stuff, obviously we're talking about that, you're going to want to see some guys pitch in real game action. Nick Birdie's one of them, Michael Feliz, Richard Rodriguez. Not that you doubt what these guys do, but I think you need to consider what your bullpen looks like at this point. I asked Ben Cherington yesterday about Derek Holland, what his situation is, and Cherington basically said they're still sort of evaluating and making sure Derek Holland belongs on this team. So I expect him to get one of the three starts. But, you know, for guys like Josh Bell or Kevin Newman, Brian Reynolds, Adam Frazier, like, it's, you know, those guys, their spots are safe. It's just a matter of getting tuned up at that point.
Time right now is 8:09. Brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling. Visit aphvac.com. Jason Mackey joining us here, Fan Morning Show. It looks as if that Josh Bell, quite obviously, has taken the majority of the reps at first base. Have they made a concerted effort because of the DH to get anybody more than normal, at least with your eye, more than normal defensive reps at first base, advancing the theory that Josh Bell could DH some?
I wouldn't say it's more than normal, Colin. The first base options that we've seen have been Josh Bell, and I'd say, I don't know if I'm going to make an estimate, 75-80% of the time. The other 20-25% have been made up of Jose Osuna and Colin Moran. I think you could see some more Colin Moran over there, but at this point, with Brian Hayes not even in camp, I don't think you're going to, you know, make a concerted effort to, like, make sure that Phillip Evans plays every day. Nothing against poor Phillip Evans. But at this point, they certainly seem likely to roll with a lot of Josh Bell at first base. I understand why somebody might look at that with some skepticism, because objectively, Jose Osuna probably is a better defensive first baseman. But Josh Bell is also Josh Bell. And I think, you know, if Josh Bell performs the way he should at the plate, the way he has in the past, given the type of person he is, how important he is to this franchise, I think he deserves to play first base. I think he deserves the chance to show that he can do this. Now, if he can't, then I think it's reasonable to make that move and put Jose Osuna there, because he's a better defensive first baseman and, frankly, has shown that, you know, at least in spurts he can hit. But, you know, at this point we're looking at a lot of Josh Bell at first.
Jason, if Kella is not back anytime soon, let's circle back around to him for just a moment. What is the plan with the closer's role? Is it assumed that it's Nick Birdie? Does it go to a closer by committee? Where do they go with that if Kella's not ready by next Friday?
Yeah, Chris, that's a good question. I don't have a great sense on it, just because every time it's asked, they basically said, we haven't discussed any sort of plan. We haven't entered the world where, like, Keona Kella is not our closer, which I find kind of hard to believe, that you wouldn't have some sort of contingency plan. But I would say, based on guys' makeup our understanding of how they've pitched thus far, how they like guys in certain roles. The two I would be looking at would be Kyle Crick and Nick Birdie. I think the advantage of using Crick there is he has pitched in the ninth before. He's got an absolutely nasty slider. His velocity is very good. It's not to diminish his velocity, but if you would look for somebody with a little bit more power, maybe Nick Birdie is your guy. Birdie has also looked outstanding. Birdie does not have the experience of anything because of injuries, let alone pitching in the ninth inning. But I would look at either Kyle Crick or Nick Birdie, and I don't know if I see them going to a closer by committee thing. I think they should probably put one guy there, and Derek Shelton has sort of hinted at that philosophy in the past, and just let him get as comfortable as possible.
Am I led to believe that Guillermo Heredia is going to back up at all three outfield positions?
That is what you were led to believe, unless unless Gregory Polanco is suddenly out for 2 weeks or so, then he's going to be starting. But Heredia has played all three in the past, but that's what it looks like. And at this point, Colin, I mean, I think it's their best and only option because Socrates Brito has not been impressive thus far. I don't think I've seen him do anything other than strike out at this point.
Oh, man. Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's circle back around again to Ke'Bryan Hayes because, yeah, he hasn't shown up yet or we haven't seen him out there yet. But is it just a given that after the first week to 10 days of the season, after the service time doesn't become an issue, that he will be, more steadily a part of things? I mean, or they're not going to have him a part of the 30-man roster to just sit around and do nothing, correct?
Oh, correct, yeah. His chances of making the 30-man are nothing at this point. And I think that you would probably say that before all of the, you know, potential coronavirus or the fact that he's not here, we'll say it that way. I think that would have been the case had he been here. It just makes too much financial sense to maintain another year of club control and all that stuff. Will he be a part of things? I think eventually, assuming he gets here and assuming he's okay. He needs to get here and show that he can produce. Offensively is certainly where they're concerned. There's no issue over the defense. But one thing, Chris, that has been kind of crazy or maybe goes against what I originally thought was just how much Derek Shelton seems to like Colin Moran's defense. He believes that he can field the ball. Do I personally have some doubts? Sure. I don't know if I agree with him. But Shelton seems very intent on giving Moran a chance at third base. And he's also talked up, you know, whether fans like it or not, the use of Philip Evans or the use of JT Riddle or the use of Eric Gonzalez. It certainly doesn't seem like they're itching to play Ke'Bryan Hayes right now. And I get it because he's not here.
Wow. Interesting. Did I tell you I had intel that one of the best BPs that I've ever seen, that people have ever seen, was Philip Evans hitting rocket ships? But they're wondering if he could take it into games, that he's just a quad A player. But they said if you put Philip Evans out at a batting practice, he hits some of the most momentous home runs you've ever seen.
I believe it. I mean, the dude has some power. I don't have anything against Philip Evans being a part of this team. Like, if he's one of your bench guys, that's fine. I think Derek Shelton sort of, like, a lot of people kind of step back and said, whoa, like, this guy's going to be a regular part of the DH rotation. And I don't think that's what it's going to be. I just think people, that's how they took it. But, yeah, I mean, Philip Evans does a lot of decent things. He can move around different infield spots. He can hit. Good personality. Like, for a team like the Pirates, he's a fine bench spot.
Good personality. What's that get you?
I know.
All right, here's our poll.
Nice
here's
guy
our trivia
loves the
question.
Game, tries hard.
Yes. Here's our question for today, Jason. Think about this. Do the math real quick. In a 60-game season, which they're going to play, what's going to be higher, the Pirates' win total or Bell and Reynolds' home runs combined?
Oh, man. I'll go with Bell and Reynolds' home runs combined.
Wow.
But not okay. by much. I'm doing the math in my head, and I expect the Pirates to be around 500 and flirt with 500, but I also, you know, I could see the two of them combining for, like, I don't know, 34 home runs, something like that.
There you go. That's wow. more than 500, right? That's more than 30. So there it is. Jason, we thank you so very much. Great insight from you. Get down to the ballpark. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, yep. Jason Mackey, Pirates insider, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
34 home runs combined?
That's a lot. That's
in
a lot.
60 games?
That's a lot.
I hope that's the case.
That is a ton. I have a lot of problem with Heredia backing up in all three outfield positions. I know it's just the sprint.
Yeah.
It's 60 games. But we've seen how fragile that Gregory Polanco is. Dyson, mm-hmm. can he play every day? I love Reynolds. I love what Reynolds brings. But two-thirds of the outfield is you hold your breath. You're wondering if Dyson and Polanco can even get through the 60 games.
Well, and that's holding your breath on health. You're also holding your breath that whatever belief they've given themselves in their corner infield defense holds up throughout the year, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.